Welcome to your five for the day. A man was bothered with continual ringing in his ears, bulging eyes and a flushed face. Over a period of 3 years, he went to doctor after doctor. One took out his tonsils, one removed his appendix, another pulled out all his teeth. Nothing seemed to help. He still had ringing in his ears, bulging eyes and a flushed face. Finally, a doctor told him there was no hope. He only had 6 months to live. The poor man gave up his job and decided to live it up in the time he had left. He went to a tailor and ordered several suits and shirts. The tailor measured his neck and wrote down the size 16. The man corrected him, 15. The tailor measured again, 16. But the man insisted that he had always worn a size 15 collar on his shirts. "Well, all right," said the tailor, "but don't come back here complaining to me if you have ringing in your ears, bulging eyes and a flushed face." Sometimes the solution to life's problems are more simple than we think. Our world has incredibly complex problems. Our country has complex problems. People have complex problems. Sometimes we despair as we try to help others or to deal with our own problems. At times, the proposed solution seems so complex that we aren't sure we can implement them. But God provides a simple solution for all of the complex problems we face in this world. It is the simple solution of the Saviour whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. Some would scoff and call it a simplistic solution, one that really doesn't work. Others would say it's a nice legend, harmless enough, but they would never consider it as a serious solution to any significant problems. God knows that the basic problem of the world is the sin of the human race. The only solution that offers true hope and help is that which takes into account the sinful hearts of people and offers a practical solution to that universal problem. God's Christmas message to us offers such a solution. The Saviour whose birth we celebrate was to be named Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. The Christmas story, especially the story of the shepherds who went to see the Lord Jesus on the night of his birth, reveals that God's simple solution for man's complex problems is a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. Why did God choose to reveal the birth of the Saviour to lowly shepherds who were going about their job? Shepherds had not been schooled in the law and were considered ignorant and not trustworthy enough to be used as witnesses. It appears that God put his good things on the bottom shelf. Because of that, the sophisticated and scholarly sometimes miss the truth of it. They look in too high. It's beneath them to stoop to the lowest shelf, and so they miss what God offers freely to all. If it were any other way, man could boast before God. If the gospel were some complicated philosophy that required a high IQ and years of study to grasp, then those who had attained it could congratulate themselves on how much more intelligent they were than the rest of the population. But the beauty of the good news about Christ is that it was first announced to lowly shepherds. They probably couldn't read and write. They weren't leadership material. But God's love in Christ extended to them. The danger is that we will miss the gospel because it is so simple. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.